Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in Thoughts on the 3 Weeks. As we've discussed the tremendous void of not having a Beis HaMikdash, we've discussed a little bit of a perspective on Klal Yisrael having difficult times, that we are God's beloved nation. I'd like to talk a little bit about the sins involved with the destructions of the first and second temples. And there's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Tes, Amud Beis, that explains that the primary causes for the destruction of the first temple were three basic sins: Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gilui Arayos, improper sexual relations, and Shfichus Damim, murder. And the primary cause for the destruction of the second temple was Sinas Chinam, baseless hatred, which means that during the times of the second temple, they were keeping all of the basic laws. They were doing Shabbos, and they were, at least on paper, treating each other reasonably decently. They weren't killing each other. They weren't sitting there worshiping idols. They weren't sitting there doing inappropriate things in marital relations. They just had this underlying resentment between each other. So the Gemara says the fact that the sins for the first temple are these really prominent sins, murder and idol worship and inappropriate sexual relations, and the second temple, it's baseless hatred. The Gemara says this teaches that sinas chinam, that baseless hatred, is equal to those three major sins. Such a difficult thing to even fathom. Of course, we appreciate that we have to be nice to everyone, particularly our fellow Jews, but you have someone who's a murderer and you have someone else who just grunts at people, and they're like equal? How could that be? What does that even begin to mean? So the Vilna Gaon has a very, very interesting idea. He says, what is the root of sinas chinam, of baseless hatred? It's two midos, two traits. One is the character trait of kina, of jealousy, and the other is the character trait of sina, of hatred. And the point the Vilna Gaon makes is that even though at first glance, what sinas chinam is? Sinas chinam is you didn't say good Shabbos to the person, maybe even you made a snide remark. But the feeling, the emotion of sinas chinam, that I resent you because there's something about you that I'm jealous and I'm upset that I don't have, or there's something about your life that reminds me of what's not going well in my life, this stems from a lack of betachon. This stems from a lack of faith in God. So even though on the surface it's not such a dramatic sin, the feeling behind it, it's interesting. We don't talk about being rude to people. We talk about the emotion, sinas chinam, baselessly hating people. The feeling behind it really stems from a lack of faith. If I would believe that everything was appropriate, that everything that was appropriate for me would come to me, because God runs this world, I wouldn't be jealous of you. And the fact that I am jealous of you, so much so that I resent your very presence, is the greatest sign that I don't have full faith in God. Oh, if the problem is that a person doesn't have full faith in God, okay, I mean, it still seems to be a far cry from murder or idol worship, but at least this has to do with how we relate to God and his basic instructions and his basic commandments. And that I can understand a bit why the Gemara would say that the sin of sinas chinam is on some level equal to the sin of those three very grave, to the tragedy of those three very grave sins. A worthwhile thing to reflect on. We'll talk about it a little more over the coming days. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.